The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody, welcome along. We're back to have a look at three midweek Premier League games after a very eventful weekend in the Premier League. We've got Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern on the line to have a look at these matches. Morning, both. You well?
Morning.
Let's have a quick chat about the weekend. Obviously, the standout game was Liverpool versus Manchester City. Often people say, Ron, a game had everything. It did have everything, I think. Yeah, red card, had an own goal, it had five goals. There was a team taking the lead, being pegged back. Great game.
For me, probably the best game I've seen this season.
Yeah,
I thought it was top quality, outstanding commitment, and everything, like you say, drama. I thought it was a fantastic game.
Derek, you must have. I know you're away, but you must have been quite pleased.
It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. When it went to 2-0 City, I thought City were magnificent in that second half. And I know that Ron disagrees, because we've just been talking about it on air, but that strengthened my resolve that City will win the league. I see Liverpool slipping up. I know they've got momentum, they've won about 10 on the run, but I just see them slipping up. Maybe it's just not my innate pessimism, but I thought City at their best, still to me, are the best team in the league by a country mile.
No.
And they've got six games to show. Four of them at home, by the way. I can see City picking up 18 points from the next six games, and that'll win it for them, because Liverpool won't win the next four.
Derek, they won't win at Goodison.
I don't know, Ron.
At Goodison, I'm telling you. There's a flaw there. The only way they'll win is if what's his name, Aguero, comes back. Don't forget, if Touré's gone out that early in the game, he's got to be out for 3 weeks.
Company's playing with a knock as well, isn't he? Which, you know, he did fine, but you know,
they need Aguero back. And what's happened to Negredo? He seems from being the man, he seems to have gone right up the radar.
Yeah,
didn't
it seems like his confidence has vanished, doesn't it?
I mean, if you looked at their best results, it was probably when Negredo and Aguero were bombing teams early on. But I wouldn't bet money City will go and win the last six games. I think they might. I wouldn't fancy them at Goodison. They might get a draw.
Four home games you got, which they'll win, because they're all against no marks.
Yeah.
And then you've got Everton away and Palace away. Palace will be safe by then. Well, they already are, virtually. Yeah. It's only the Everton game, and you know if that's to decide the title.
Well, tell me Liverpool's running. They've got Newcastle last game at home, which is a given.
Newcastle. Well, you've got Chelsea at home, haven't they? They've got Palace away.
That's the big game.
Yeah.
And by the way, if Chelsea win that, I think Chelsea might become favourites.
Chelsea and Newcastle at home, Ron, then Palace and Norwich away. So, you know, that Liverpool would expect to pick up at least 6 points out of those, and obviously, they'd want to pick up the full quota, wouldn't they?
10 points they'll get. Ten points Liverpool will get from that.
If you said to Brendan Rodgers, there's 10 points now, an extra 10 points to what you got there, they're champions.
Yeah, well, 10 points is a rosy look at it, Ron. 10 points is a very rosy look. I'm looking at three wins, which none of them are gimmies. I mean, even the Norwich one's a banana skin, and then a draw at home to Chelsea.
Derek, you're pressing that safety valve again. It's that safety mechanism.
I just can't believe I've tipped Liverpool every season for the last 10 years. The only season I haven't tipped them was this one.
When you're talking rationally, though, you know,
forget all your alliances and whatever. If somebody said to me and you, there's a grand... Yeah. You can put it on, forget the odds, you can put it on one of those teams. Who are you going to put it on?
City.
I think you'd lose your money.
It's going to be fascinating. I think when you look at their away form, Ron, I mean, they're the 1-1 draw at West Brom. Since losing to Chelsea, Liverpool scored 5 at Stoke, 3 at Fulham, 3 at Southampton, 3 at United, 6 at Cardiff and 2 at West Ham. There's no reason they should fear going to Norwich and Palace in reality, is there?
No,
really?
I don't think so. I mean, the one player they can afford... See, funnily enough, the one player that doesn't convince me as much as everybody else is Sturridge, you know.
Yeah.
Me too. Ron.
He still seems like as if he's the apprentice trying to... I tell you, it does impress me. All the rave about Walker, I think that's Sterling. There's a marble.
He's fantastic, isn't he? You can't imagine him... Not getting him in the World Cup squad now, can you? Fantastic. He's going to be a riot in the World Cup. You know when he first came on the scene, everyone was raving about him, and I thought, not sure. And then he went crap. I just thought, jeez, he's useless. But now,
he's about 12 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks so young, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah.
He's tremendous.
Yeah. Ron's
right about Sturridge, by the way. Even when, you know, scoring all those goals, I had my doubts. I've had many arguments in the pub. I'm just not that convinced by him.
Hard to criticise his goal tally, though, isn't it? You know.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the highest level now, and everybody straight away goes, "Poor Sturridge and Suarez."
It's Suarez, isn't it, there, Ron?
Yeah, I think Suarez and, well, you know, I think it's Gerrard anyway, so...
Speaking of Gerrard, I mean, what an emotional day for him, Ron. I mean, it's funny, you know. I mean, I imagine you'll agree with this. You hear people on TV and other people saying, "Oh, it's Liverpool's to lose," and I think it was Gary Lineker on Match of the Day last night said, "Oh, Liverpool's to win," and that's the mentality, isn't it, that Liverpool will have right now? They seem to be playing with such enjoyment at the moment. There doesn't seem to be any pressure, does there, Ron?
I'll bet they would have loved a midweek game.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
I bet they would love to be playing. I bet they'd love two midweek games this week.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they're all buzzing and training and everything. Yeah, yeah. There doesn't seem to be any pressure.
Their biggest problem is waiting for it now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right about Gerrard, by the way, Lee. That show at the end, I mean, it brought them onto your throat, didn't it? It was fantastic.
I mean, you kind of think to yourself, God, is it all getting a bit too much? But, I mean, he's... if he's like that, the rest of them must be absolutely...
Yeah, but you didn't see the lip reader, did you? You didn't lip read him. You know what he said, don't you?
Go on.
"All them cabbies tonight, nick a few cards."
Speaking of lip reading, on Match of the Day last night, sending off in the Swansea-Chelsea game, I can never lip read. It was very easy to lip read him, wasn't it? He was speaking particularly slowly, the referee.
Yeah,
The Premier League got odds then, 8-11 Liverpool, Man City 2-1, Chelsea 9-2. So if you took that advice of backing Chelsea at 8-1 as they were before the weekend, then you've got a bit of something to play with there, because all of a sudden they're almost half the price. Top four finish: Arsenal 4-6, Everton 11-10. Everton, of course, in fourth place now, and level on games. Arsenal play midweek. We're going to preview that in a minute. So do Everton, by the way. 33 is Man United, and Tottenham 66 is relegation. No relegation single prices, but we've got doubles and trebles. So Cardiff and Sunderland to both go is the favourite at 8-15. Norwich, Sunderland being two of the three, 4-7. Cardiff, Norwich 10-11. Fulham, Sunderland 23-20. Cardiff, Fulham 13-8, and so it goes on. And the trebles, so name the three that go down. The favourite is now odds against Cardiff, Norwich and Sunderland, 11-10. Amazing how there's still value in this market, Derek.
It is, isn't it? I mean, we all had Fulham going down, but, you know, the great escape yet again is on for them.
Cardiff, Fulham, Sunderland is 19-10 now.
Cardiff,
Fulham, Sunderland. That's the bottom three now, Ron.
Has it got to be in that order?
No. Just the three to go. Let me make sure that's just three to go down.
Yeah.
It's just Norwich's running. That's the thing, isn't it? That's why Fulham are, that's why they're favourites. Mm. You can't see them picking up a point, isn't it?
No.
Who Fulham got on now, Ronnie?
Fulham have got left. It's not especially easy. They're away at Tottenham on Saturday. They're at home to Hull. They're away at Stoke, and they're at home to Palace.
Hull and Palace. You'd fancy them picking a point against them, wouldn't you? Definitely.
Hull, mate. I'm not so sure about Palace.
6 points out of the possible 12, possible though.
I think that's as many as they're going
to
get.
Yeah, and that'll take them up to 36 points, which would probably be enough, wouldn't it? Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, Norwich aren't going to pick up 4 points from
Norwich that. Norwich 33 or 32.
Norwich are on 32, and they've got Liverpool at home, Man United away, Chelsea away, and Arsenal at home.
I tell you what, and they're talking about it. I can't quite see it, but there's a lot of apprehension here about the Villa.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I know, they're shocking, aren't they? They are shocking.
I'm not sure they can win another game. They've got 34 at the moment, I think, haven't they? 34.
But you've got a game more, haven't you? A game more than Norwich still to play. Who have they got, Lee? Have you got a run in there?
Villa have got Southampton at home, Swansea away, Hull at home, Man City away and Tottenham away to finish this. Two away games at City and Tottenham to finish the season off.
You've got three games before then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, one win or three draws in between now and then, and you would imagine they say that'd take them to 37.
Yeah.
But I imagine, Ron, when you need that one win or those three draws, it becomes pretty... You know, if you don't get the next one, then it's suddenly thinking, oh, I've only got two more now.
They're just losing. I bet they've lost four in the bounce now.
Yeah, they have, yeah. Yeah.
And Southampton, the next game up. And you know what Southampton are like? I mean, they've let us down badly this weekend, but they're just as likely. I think they won four there last year or something. They're just like they put on a show this weekend.
Yeah, true.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. Great season.
And West Brom, they should be in Europe.
If West Brom.
Shouldn't they?
What are they doing, Ron?
Four times this season they've been two up in the first 10 minutes and gone on not to win.
Crazy, isn't it? I mean, what? It's 33 points they're on. They've got Man City away, West Ham at home, Arsenal away, Sunderland away, and Stoke at home. Again,
Stoke, by the way, that's the one they don't want. Stoke are their bogey team.
That's right, last game of the season as well. Stoke would love to send them down, wouldn't they? Wow.
Yeah.
60 hours of betting radio, week in, week out. Inplayradio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Let's have a look at the midweek games then, shall we? Three of them to look at on the TV on Tuesday night. First of all, Arsenal versus West Ham. 2-5 Arsenal. The draw is 15-4, and West Ham are priced up at 13-2. Arsenal fifth, 2 points behind Everton, having played the same amount of games now. Obviously in the FA Cup final via a penalty shootout against Wigan. West Ham in 11th position, 37 points. So as we know, safety achieved. Of course, last played against Liverpool when they were beaten 2-1. They suddenly came out and started to play a bit of football, almost maybe in reaction, Ron, to the booing. It looked all right against Liverpool, to be fair. You'd imagine they'll be loving going to the Emirates, won't they?
Well, they'll be loving this because there's no love lost between the managers.
No.
They've got Priebus, haven't they, the two of them, when he was at Bolton. And I'll tell you what, Sam would love nothing more than just put a spoke in their wheel for the... That place, the fourth place. I wouldn't bet against them. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd wait and see whether he plays Sanogo centre forward.
Yeah.
No-go.
Oh, my God.
Derek, I put on Twitter saying, you know, I finally figured out what it is. Wenger must watch Sanogo rip Mertesacker to bits in training and think it's the forward who's good.
You're probably right, Lee, because those two players, particularly Sanogo, he just looks like someone who's just been plucked from a Sunday league side and said, yeah, have a day out for us. He's not even that good, is he? He's not, honestly. What is Wenger doing? Arsenal are 2-5, and there's not even Martians landing on earth, you know, and said, yeah, there's £1 million of it. Who on earth would back Arsenal? Right? The only way you back Arsenal is if you're convinced that West Ham aren't going to try a leg because safety is pretty much assured. But Ron's already nailed that lie. You know, Allardyce would love to put one over on Wenger. And West Ham showed no sign of giving up the goals to Liverpool. Against Liverpool. I'm not sure that West Ham I've got enough about them to win, because a draw would basically guarantee safety then. But what you have to do, you look at Arsenal at 2-5, see the way they're playing, and you know that's a lay. You lay that all day long. So I'm going to go for West Ham with a goal start. I think that's Who'd back Arsenal, Lee?
It seems 7-4 West Ham with the goal start, Derek. 7-4.
Yeah,
it looks big, that, doesn't it? I mean, you know, for a team who were suspect at the moment, Arsenal, to say the least. Where would you be going, Ron? I mean, you can see them testing the back line, can't you, with the big, you know, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but you can see the ball being pumped in there. Carroll and Nolan. 11-4 Carroll, 7-2 Nolan.
By the way, if I was Sam Allardyce now, I'd be practicing launching.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet he's doing it already, but I wouldn't hesitate. I'd plant as much stuff as you could on the top of real altitude on them. Nobody supported Arsenal more than me over the last 3 or 4 years, to be fair. But I've got to be honest, the last few times, they look abject. The only thing going in their favour is he played Ramsey and he played Oxlade-Chamberlain. And for me, Oxlade-Chamberlain was easily their best player. He played with a lot of verve, a lot of pace, a lot of energy, if you like, that's lacking in the team. If he starts with that centre forward, if he don't play Giroud, and I read in the papers yesterday, it looks as if it's more than a footballing decision now why he's out the team. He's cut the needle about Giroud's antics off the field.
Mm. Needs must, though. I know principles are something wrong, but needs must.
Oh, to be fair, that is one of them things where somebody, I think it was John Bond, told me years ago, use until they're no further use, then eliminate.
Yeah.
Which is a bit harsh, but that might have to be, you know, that might have to be the way forward. He cannot start with that lad up front again.
No.
If he does, I mean, he ain't going to score. He got clean through, didn't he, early on in the game?
Yeah.
never looked as if he was going to score.
Yeah, he looks like he's got bricks for boots, doesn't he? Pinging off all over the place.
Yeah, he's a bit harsh on bricks there. I'm tempted, you know. I'm tempted to go for a no-score draw here.
Yeah, 12-1. Arsenal have had a few at home this season. I mean, not against West Ham, to be fair. Not against the likes of West Ham. But there have been a couple of games in recent years where they smashed West Ham to bits last season, 5-1. Yeah. Where Giroud got a couple, Podolski was on the score sheet, and Walcott and Cazorla. But before that, Arsenal had beaten them 1-0, 88th minute winner. The year before that, it was 2-0. It was they scored early on, then the second one didn't come until the 83rd minute. So, you know, they've not been overly convincing. The year before that was a 0-0 draw. So, you know,
playing to Sam's hands, and Wigan were good at it. Wigan, and I think the week before, Everton to a lesser extent, but Everton, because they got better players when they've got the ball, just dropping off them and saying to the Saint, you watch now how many times Mertesacker gets the ball, and his body position is such that he can't play anywhere else to the other centre-half.
Yeah.
It's almost as he receives it, he thinks, I'm going to give it the other centre-half. Even if the centre-half's got somebody in close proximity. You know, he never gets it outside his right foot and looks forward into midfield.
No.
Or thinks of dropping a little ball into the front players.
Yeah, like Sacco was for Liverpool yesterday. Every time he got the ball, he was looking up, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, you watch his body position. I know it's hard. As the ball comes across him, his right foot will be in front, be ahead of his left. So subsequently, if somebody comes at him, all he can do... But I think he's convinced that he's got to knock everything to the left centre-back.
Mm.
You know, and I think Sam will just say to his boys, drop off. As soon as they get the ball, leave them in their own field. They'll play to Arteta. Arteta will give it back to Vermaelen. He'll give it there, and they'll keep them there. And Wigan did it excellent. They've lost that knack at the moment of feeding little balls through into the front people and getting at it quickly. Maybe because, I mean, they know that it's not going to stick with that front person. As I say, the only threat I see to them is if Ramsey comes back to his game or if Oxlade-Chamberlain continues the bit of form he's shown in the last two games.
Mm.
The others ain't posing a threat anymore.
No, no. So a low-scoring draw then, Ron?
I might be tempted to go for no score.
Yeah.
That is a big price in a game like this, 12-1. That does look big.
A draw, and so basically a 0-0 draw and a 1-1 draw combined. The draw and under 2.5 goals is 9-2. The draw just on its own is 15-4. Any score draw is 9-2. And then you got your 0-0 at 12-1. Interesting one. Those prices for Nolan and Carroll, by the way, 11-4 for Carroll, 7-2 for Nolan to score in this match, which it wouldn't be a massive surprise.
What's that unders thing?
Just unders on the goals, full stop, Ron. Under 2.5 goals, so 2 goals or less in the match is 23-20. Under 1.5, so 1 goal or less in the match is 100-30.
Oh, that looks big.
Yeah, it looks nice. Look big, 23-20, you know, it looks decent, doesn't it?
Tempting. Tempting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, can see why people might be tempted in by those. I mean, and you know, that rock solid Arsenal home defence has leaked at the same time as the kind of forms dip. They conceded 1 against Sunderland, 2 against Swansea, and 1 against City. That's no real shame in that. But you know, they'd had gone for weeks and weeks without conceding. Remember in the previous, I think about 10 home games, they conceded 1 goal, and that was to Everton. So a low scoring draw for you, Ron. Nil-nil. Plus one West Ham. On Wednesday night, Manchester City plays Sunderland 2-13. Man City, wow, 13-2 the draw and 16-1 for Sunderland. One of the biggest prices we've seen all season long in the Premier League, and it's not really surprising because Man City obviously will be very keen to bounce back from the defeat at the weekend, and then you've got Sunderland, who look bereft, and the manager's come out this morning and he's talking about there being something wrong at the club. Can't be the successive manager's fault or even the players. There must be something wrong at the club. Bottom of the league by 4 points now, Derek. 2 games in hand still, but if this is one of them, you don't really want it, do you? It's almost like you're going to chalk it off. I mean, you know, we know what Premier League football's like. Anything can happen on any given day. But you know, they've lost. They've lost 6 straight away games. Sunderland. The confidence seems shot to bits. Their last away game was a 5-1 drubbing at Tottenham. there's no reason why City shouldn't pulverise them.
They've got to bounce back, City, after. Yeah, and they will. I mean, listen, City have played 15 games at the Etihad this season against teams all better than Sunderland, and they pulverised most of them. You know, why aren't they going to pulverise Sunderland? I've had down as the worst team in the league all season long, Lee. You know that. And
of your many predictions, 5-1 Sunderland
right
finish bottom.
Season.
I mean, yeah. You know, it's up there. Don't know what's happened to Derek this season, but he's
I don't
finally
think it
come
is.
Good.
Hey, by the way, I don't think it is Derek.
What, you think someone else is feeding them?
I'm learning from the master after 7 years, Ron. I'm learning from it.
I mean, there was a, what do you call it, one that, didn't you have, what was your Villa, what was your bet of the week, Villa and Crystal Palace?
Yeah, it was a draw. I went for the
draw. Draw or something?
Something like
Robbie's was 2-2, wasn't it? Robbie's was 2-2, Liverpool City.
Big match yesterday, but didn't Derek have Crystal Palace
went
Villa,
for the
no score?
I
had just a draw, any score, but I did say 0-0. Looked, it looked nailed down there, so it was 1-0.
Who scored in that, by the way?
What do you call it? Who scored?
What's that? Which game was that? Sorry,
the Villa Palace game.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Who
it was Punchin.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, it's 2-13, and you know what? 6-1, 6.5-1 on. You wouldn't get that kind of interest in the bank for 90 minutes, would you? What you get? It's just nailed on. Absolutely nailed
four
on.
4-0 is 15-2. I can see that. You can really see it, especially if Aguero is coming back into it. 4-0. Yeah, it's only 15-2, Ron. 15-2. It's just -3 on the handicap is 5-2. We can't see. Could be 5-0, to be fair. Tottenham scored 5 against them.
What price is -3 again, did you say, Lee, on the handicap?
5-2.
Yeah, I'm on that. This is going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah. I wonder, Ron, if having looked at that Tottenham game, and you know, it's easy to look at the scoreline 5-1 and think, well, they got absolutely battered, which they did in the end. But before, up until that point, they, you know, it wasn't like they were battered in the first half. It was 1-1 at half time and they just collapsed, and that's what they do. Can you see them keeping it tight enough to half time?
I mean, whether he'll go back to playing that three at the back thing he tried in a couple of games that didn't quite work for him. He tried that, didn't he? Mm. And he played Adam Johnson as like the floater behind the front player. Yeah. But the one thing, they can't score a goal for love or money.
No.
I look at them and I think they're now devoid.
Yeah.
You know, the only player they've had recently, and Adam Johnson, when he's had a chance to get on the ball and that, has been Catamol.
Yeah,
and do you know what funny thing? I think if you look at their results since he bought the kid, and it might not be his fault, since he bought Bridcut and played him in midfield, you know, I think they were in that bit of a run. He bought him in, and I would doubt very much if he's been on a winning side. Many of them been on a winning side.
No, true.
Yeah. That where they I mean, around about the time that they're having those cup runs, you thought I could have seen them getting out of it then. You know, all of a sudden, what do you say, 6 successive defeats?
Yeah, away from home, that is.
Oh, is it?
Those cup runs are as inexplicable as like Arsenal's great defensive record earlier in the season when they had the big friendly Giants at the back, and Man United's winning the league by 11 points last season. They're inexplicable, and yet they happened. But I look at their squad now, and that squad would struggle in the Championship. There's no star quality. There's nothing there at all. And I was going to take Ron to task about his praise of Catamol at the weekend. I think that player has got no business playing in the Premier League, Catamol. I've never seen, you know, you mentioned Garcia earlier in the bulletin one about what we've never seen him do anything. Well, Catamol, all I've ever seen him do is pick up red cards. He scored that decent goal the other day. That's about it.
In all fairness, I mean, the captain of the Titanic had more chance, I thought. I mean, he has battled himself, and he's actually played some decent games, from to be fair. I mean, I don't know if it was Jamie Redknapp, was eulogising about him 3 weeks ago, but didn't realise how much quality he'd got in the game. He's the one that's kept it going, but, you know, he's also likely through desperation to get himself sent off in this game.
Yeah.
To me, him and Johnson have been the only two players. And Bardsley. I think Bardsley's done all right.
Yeah.
I think Bardsley, particularly early on, has done all right.
But it's just a lack of goals, Ron, isn't it? You know, if they start scoring goals, then the rest of the team look a little bit better, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do not look as if they can score a goal for fun, do they?
No, and City, that's the last thing you want going to City. Isn't it? Yeah, it'll have to be. That bet I was trying to lead you into, that draw half time, Man City to be winning at full time, is 7-2.
I don't even fancy that. I think it'll be all over after 25 minutes.
Right. There are. there are ways of backing that as well. Then you can have, you know, you can bet on the score, you know, the team to be winning after 15 minutes and all that sort of stuff. So there's ways in on all these bets. I'm just having a look actually to Man City to score first, and the first goal up to including the 30th minute is 8-11. That might be a way in. But there's the other market is winning it. You know, you can have your 15 minutes betting. So Man City to be leading after 15 minutes, Ron, is 12-5, so nearly 5-2.
What about Man City to win 2-0 and Aguero to get 2? You have to nominate a score or what?
Yeah, well, you can't combine the two goals. But Man City to win 2-0.
No, I'm not on about it. I'm on about him scoring 2.
So him, Aguero to score 2.
I think they'll 3-4. Yeah, even more.
It's only 2-1 to score 2 or more. 8-1 for a hat trick, which is way too short, really. Yeah, it's way too short, isn't it? I know, it's crazy that, isn't it? But we're basically saying a healthy City win, yeah. I think, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
In whatever form you can muster that.
More chance of the little big one.
Yeah, four. Yeah.
That's a TV game, is it, Wednesday?
No, there's no TV game on Wednesday. I think it's because the Copa del Rey final's on, and that's Real Madrid versus Barcelona at 8:30. So I'm guessing Sky have thought, well, we'll show that one rather than either of these two.
See, Barca got beat again, didn't they?
Yeah. Unbelievable, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Massive game, obviously, the Copa del Rey. Everton versus Palace is the last of the three games that we'll look at. 2-5 Everton, 17-5 the draw, and Crystal Palace are priced up at 15-2. Everton just keep on going, don't they, after that? Well, it wasn't even really a mini stutter. They just lose one, win one when they went through kind of January, February time and started to drop a few points. And they're back on a great run now. Won 6 on the spin and making it a fantastic season for Merseyside, especially if they maintain this form. Palace are in 12th position on 37 points, a full 29 points behind Everton, by the way, despite being 12th. 1-3 on the spin, Ron. Doing great, Palace, aren't they? And, you know, he's done a great job.
Brilliant.
37.
Like I say, I mean, there's several contenders for the manager of the year, and he's got to be right in amongst them. Mm. Tony Pulis.
When he was at Stoke, our resident Stoke fan, Ben Bramley, always used to say that towards the end of a season, whenever Stoke got safe, they never really kicked on that much. They kind of relaxed a bit. It was like the kind of siege mentality lasted until they were safe, and then it kind of ebbed away a bit. Would you see the same thing happening here, Ron?
No, because they will not think they're safe yet. Right. And they'll probably think that they need at least one more point. And I think it's a very, very hard game for Everton.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at Everton now, they're running above the ground. How many have they won on the bounce?
6.
You know, do Everton win 7 on the bounce? I mean, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I don't think Everton will get beat, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a draw here.
Right, yeah. That 3-0 at Cardiff, I mean, great result, by the way. It's hard to take anything away from a team who win 3-0. But they were flattered a little bit. You know, Cardiff had the vast majority of possession. They had, like, loads more corners. They had loads more shots on goal. It was, you know, Cardiff should have got at least one. Are we overestimating Palace a little bit here, Derek?
That result flattered them, definitely, without question. But they've done, since Palace arrived, they've done fantastic.
Away from home, though.
Yeah,
that was the first win away from home since
exactly.
Since Villa. Yeah, that was on Boxing Day, Ron.
Yeah.
And they've only scored 9 goals away from home, which is, you know, it's a shocking record, isn't it? And they ain't going to be going to Goodison to attack. That's an absolute certainty. The thing about Everton is that they're playing fantastic, and you know, I'm happy to back Everton. You know, 5-4, 5-6, 8-11. 2-5 is a different kettle.
Way too short, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not a team. Not when they're up against a Palace team that's going to go and try and struggle for their lives for a point that will keep them up. This is unders all day long, Lee. Under 1.5 goals. You mentioned it was 100-30 in the Arsenal game, which looked massive. It'll be nowhere near that here. I'm guessing it'll be 9-4, top whack, 2-1, under 1.5 goals.
11-4.
Well, that's way too big. Yeah. That is way, way too big. I'm on that one.
There'll be a few people maybe tempted to have a little double on the under 2.5 in this one and the Arsenal game. It's 19-20 in this one and 23-20 in the other game. So.
Yeah, they look too safe back then.
Yeah, it's interesting Derek says that, Ron, because when you look at, I suppose the closest you got to a Palace, the way they might set up away from home, was West Ham. West Ham went to Everton and Everton took Everton to the 81st minute to break them down, and Lukaku's at goal separated the teams. You probably could see something similar, couldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, Didn't we say something some time ago about Everton winning a lot of games very late in the game?
Yeah, against Villa, they scored
more games than anybody in the last 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, they got the 85th minute winner against Villa. They scored in the 72nd minute against Swansea, 81 against West Ham, as I said, 90th minute winner against Cardiff. It wasn't that late, around the hour mark when they scored the third. But there was a late goal. Ashley Williams scored in the 90th minute. And after the hour mark, the last goal against Arsenal. Don't give up, do they, Ron?
They don't. No, they don't. And they've got, you know, never has the sort of adrenaline been so high as it is at the moment. And they'll keep begging and begging and begging.
The Liverpool thing will push them on as well, won't it? In a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, mathematically, they're not out of the title race either.
Really?
No, they could still do it. I mean, they'd have to rely on the others. Obviously, above them to dropping a lot of points. But yeah, it's still mathematically possible for Everton.
What is the draw price?
The draw in this is priced up at 16-5, which is big. Bigger than normal. 9-2 for a score draw, and 16-5 for the draw. Are you eyeing up a 0-0 draw double on the Arsenal Everton games here, Ron?
I think it could happen. I don't think it's beyond the realms that. As I say, I don't think Everton will get beaten. That wearing teams down and getting that last goal, you know, always sticks in your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I think there might be a draw here. Maybe a score draw, maybe a 1-1 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the draw price is fairly attractive there, to be fair, isn't it?
The unders as well, Lee, when you look at the weekend games, you know, when you get to this squeaky bum time of the season with the lower clubs, you know, all the 1-0s and 0-0s and that's happening now. Just, you know, this midweek set up for that apart from that, the Etihad.
Yeah. Just let me give you those doubles. The 0-0 draw in the Everton Palace game, 0-0 draw in the Arsenal West Ham game, that's 155-1. You always land your bets of the week if you were midweeks. The under 1.5 double, 100-30 for the Arsenal game and 11-4 for the Everton game, that comes out just over 15-1. And the under 2.5, which is the most safe of all, which is 23-20 in the West Ham game and 19-20 in the Everton Palace game. That comes out at just over, I think, about 18-5, just over 3-1 there. So 16-5, not 18-5. Sorry,
I'm going for a 1-1 draw.
1-1 draw.
Or under two. Doesn't work under two, does it?
Yeah, under 2.5 would land there. Yeah, 19-20, but the 1-1 draw price is 17-2. Very good.
I'd go that.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, chaps.
Thank you, lad.
Excellent. Brilliant.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.